Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Peace. I am overexcited. I'm usually just always excited, but today, oh my Lord, it's on and popping. Everybody start calling in 347-826-7722 because I got the one and only, man. I got to start the show just with her on the line already. Peace, queen. Peace, peace. I have the one and only La Tere, your phone line is open. Queen, welcome. Welcome.
I am so blessed. This is so awesome. I'm so excited.
I'm more excited. Thank you. Thank you for last minute. I placed a call and you saluted and you arrived. I love it. I love that.
We gotta be on point with what, we're passionate people, so we gotta roll.
Yes. Awesome, awesome. I'm glad you're going to be with me through the, you know, duration of the show. We got a hot, interesting topic that I know that you can definitely chime in. You know, we got the only always feel good music. You know I play that song for you, just in case you didn't know.
Wepa.
Fuego.
Wepa.
That was
nice.
You. Sis, you know, I know that you're co-hosting with me and all that, but you know that I do have to take this opportunity to be able to just interview you a little bit later on, okay?
No problem, mama.
Cool, awesome, awesome. The phone lines is like Christmas. I put it out there. You were going to be on, and I could see. I could see people are just hungry and starving for a lot of it, right? And we're going to give it to them tonight. Ooh, I love it.
That is so beautiful. We're so blessed.
Amen, amen. So real quickly, before we even go into more music, like I said, the phone lines is just bananas right now, but I got La Tere. La Tere is in the Queen's Lounge. She's here sitting on my purple lounge chair. I love when everybody sits on the purple sofas.
Favorite color, purple, royalty, love it.
Royalty,
yes.
That's right, ma'am, that's right. Let everybody know, you know, where you're at, where you're representing, which is Chicago, Chi-Town.
All day, Chi-Town. You can find me on www.lahtere.com. I'm on Reverb Nation, La Tere. And you can find me all over Facebook talking a whole bunch of loqueras, but with a meaning, you know what I'm saying?
And she's Googleable too. Just Google and just add her name and you find all her bochinche out there.
All the loqueras, totally. So I'm in Chicago right now. I'm from Humboldt Park, and we got a lot of stuff going on in the city. So Chicago's real hard city right now, very violent. So I'm glad we're talking about, you know, this topic of understanding that people are different. So how do you deal with them? You know, it's a lot going on in homes and stuff.
Yes.
So.
For those that the topic for tonight, for those that are listening via Internet and already on the phone lines through Facebook, Twitter, and everywhere that you follow me from, topic for tonight is understanding that people are different. And so how do you deal with them? You know, everybody has a different way of dealing with different people, complicated people. You know, we're all complicated and different in our own way. Some good, some not so good. But you have to find some sort of balance and some way to deal with people, because if you don't know how to deal with people that are different than you or going, you know, different goals and just different in whatever capacity, you know, you're going to have a hard time, because we're a complex world as it is, with all these different different backgrounds, people were raised differently, you know, and not only in the sense of financial, but just in, you know, different aspects. So we have to kind of like recognize, okay, this person doesn't live like me or doesn't understand like me. So how do I deal with this person, you know, in my job, in my community, and so forth. So I'm going to let you be the first one to shine on that. Because I always got stuff to say about everything. But, you know, I got my queen here. I got my queen sis here. And you're going to do the honors. So, shine in on the topic, understanding what people that people are different. And so how do you deal with people that are different?
Well, I mean, I have to be real and say that it hasn't always been the easiest thing, because I had my own anger from my own traumas. So I know that I was showing up kind of crazy in some spaces, right? It's just first understanding that I'm different. When I understood that I was different, that I had dreams, aspirations, I had traumas, I had a lot of healing work that I needed to do, and then trying to figure out that balance. I mean, even physical things, right? Like weight, like all types of things, being a Black Latina. So it just different on all of those levels. It was really about learning how to love myself. And once I loved myself, however, you know, and did work on myself, then it was just easier to deal with other people. I mean, it's just not easy to just deal with other people, because people trigger you all the time. So I would have to say, and I'm a big, you know me, I'm all about self-love, and it's not about being a come mierda and being selfish. It's about, man, if I don't love myself, then people could do whatever they want to me and or, you right, so you end up in all types of abusive relationships and stuff like that.
When you don't love yourself, you will actually assist people to mistreat you. You assist them because you enable it. Like, okay, yeah, treat me. Go ahead, go ahead, do it again.
Right, porque yo no valgo nada, no importa. ¿Qué vale? Mm-hmm.
Right, and when you love yourself, it's just a whole different way of seeing things and just valuing and acknowledging your worth. Again, it's not saying that you're holier than thou, that you're better than anyone else. No, it's just saying that I, the person that I love, you know, I'm worth more than that, you know, and I'm not going to let you treat me any other type of way. You know, my favorite thing, my favorite always saying is, I know that I'm a queen, so I have to play my role. For me to allow you to treat me any less than, I am not playing my role. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I've claimed it already. I've claimed my role. Me claiming my role as the queen, I cannot allow you to treat me any less than, whether it be family, whether it be, you know, an apartment, whether it be my children.
I think that's the hardest part, though, right, is, like, with family.
Family,
because, you know, there's so many different layers within your family and so many things that happen in our families. And, you know, the functional dysfunction and all of those things. My father told me something really interesting maybe a week ago. He was like, you know, why do we give family, we have so many expectations about how a family is supposed to show up, but when it comes to our friends, we don't, you know, like it's not that serious. So at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and motherfuckers is going to show up, people are going to show up however they're going to show up, you know, and it don't matter whether the label family is on there or the label best friend or boyfriend or whatever, you know.
It's true. It's easier to forgive a friend than it is to forgive a family member for doing the same thing that a friend would do to you.
Exacto.
You're right. Ooh, I never thought about that, really, about carrying that higher expectation for family member than a friend. Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I love when I learn.
Mr. Ayala, my daddy.
Peace to him, definitely. So I want to give a quick shout out to Karina G. Lopez that's on the Facebook and saying that she's listening in. So definitely peace out to you, Queen.
Karina, what's up, my sister? Nice.
He said, good topic. People are different. How to deal. This touches home. Yes, sis, it definitely touches. I thought that was an interesting topic for us to touch. And I'm so blessed that that La Pérez is here to be able to touch on it as well, because she has that type of insight as well. So peace out to you, Karina. We definitely know that you're listening.
Yes.
So you know, it's complex, but it's simple at the same time.
Huh.
It's funny, this whole past couple of days, I've been seeing people kind of touch in this certain topic of different things, speaking about loyalty, you know, other people having loyalty and all that. And I've been shining on a lot of people's conversations. And it all have led to this particular topic that we're talking about tonight, which is people are different. People, their thought process is different. The way they react to situations is different. You know, it doesn't mean that they're not passionate, they're not interested. It just means that they have a different way of showing up. And so we have to learn how to deal with that, you know, how to understand that, how to accept that, how to actually motivate that person to show up maybe a little more different or better. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's about pulling out the truth out of people, right? Like, tell the truth. Like, we want people to tell the truth, because when you show up in your truth, then ain't no room for anything else. Like, it's just clear communication, you know?
They say the truth stands by itself. You don't need nothing
exactly.
else. Once you say the truth, that it is what it is and it stands on its own. A lie, you got to carry another lie and another lie and another lie to hold that lie, to keep that lie, to continue that lie. And at the end of the day, guess what? It still gets found out anyway. So what is the point? You wasted all that negative energy on the truth that's going to come out either way.
Yep, it will reveal itself.
Either way. Yeah, awesome. 347-826-7722. I'm going to go into the phone line. Let's see who's on the phone with us. Private caller, you're on with MA2K and La Tere. Peace.
Okay. You can eventually.
Private caller?
Walk through that.
Okay, you're going on hold. You're having your own show over there? Hello? Okay. Private caller, you're back on hold. I don't know if you wasn't ready to show up with us, but 917, y'all with Emma E2K and the Queen's Lounge with La Tere. Peace.
Hello, ladies.
Peace.
Hi.
This is Karina Lopez.
Karina.
How are you doing, Reina?
Amazing. Hey. Even better now that you're on. What's up, sis?
Oh, no, I had to check it out. I've never called in before. And La Tere, I met her a few times. She's the bomb. So, you know, I had to come out and support.
Definitely. Thank you for that. Salute. Chime in on the topic, sis. What do you have to say about that?
Hey, I mean, with the little bit that, you know, La Tere shared with me and a little bit I share with her, like, I deal with that every day. I'm a Latina Jew. I call myself Jutina, and it's like, you know, people laugh at it, but, you know, it's hard being Spanish and Jewish, you know. And, like I was telling La Tere not too long ago, I'm one of those type of people that want to break the stereotype about being Jewish, you know what I'm saying? I got love for my Muslims, I got love for Christians, I got love for everybody. Uh-huh. And so how do people react to that, you know? It might not be positive, however, I got to still keep my head up and keep moving, you know? Yep. So I agree with what you guys are saying. I respect that, and I'm glad you brought that topic because it's like confirmation for me.
Awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
I think it's really important to talk about, you know, spirituality or religion, however you want to, you know, and ethnicity and how people, you know, based on you being something different or not the ordinary or not the normal, there's just so many stereotypes against you. They don't even give you a chance, you know? And I feel that just being a darker skinned Latina, right? And I'm not even as dark. If you see, my daddy's black. But I'm still Afro Latina, and so there is definitely, I mean, it happens. It happens all the time, and it's not fun and it's not exciting. But I think Karina, just you're really brave and you're really courageous, and it's always powerful to see you in your space and always hold your ground and tell your truth, because you're an expert of your own life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's gonna make or break situations, is how you stand on your truth, which is what Emma was saying earlier.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, going back to, because I think that's always important, and I kind of am repetitive on the, just like La Tere, on the self-love, because it just kind of starts there. It's that seed. It's that seed when you plant and you actually could look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love her. Like, she's the bomb. And be happy with that. And even if 10 people can tell you, oh, you're ugly, you're fat, you're this, you're that, you're dark, you're purple, whatever, you can still look in that mirror and be like, I am the bomb. And and really, from inside, really, really weeping it. Not just say it and be like, but maybe what they're saying. No, reaping it, you know, embrace it. Love yourself enough that 10, 20, 100 people can tell you something negative, and you're so in self-love with yourself that all that does not even matter. It just doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? And it's not being ignorant. You know that it's happening, but it's not touching you. It's not breaking your heart or your spirit, and you can continue to do what you was, you know, set out here to do. Everybody has their purpose. So the devil right. works that way, where he will play on that, you know, what we're most weak is in. Oh, if we don't like our hair short, now we're going to have 1,000 people tell, oh, your hair is so short, it's so ugly. You should have longer hair. And so now we'll be like, oh, God, I got to get longer hair. You know,
nobody's
oh, I got to get straighter hair. Oh, I got to get curly hair. Oh, I have to have green eyes. Oh, I don't have purple eyes. Oh, you know. You know, and then it'll be like that for everything. My nails are not long. They're not short. I'm not fat. I'm not skinny. I'm not, you know. What once you love yourself, it just all that does not matter. You can be alone, you can be single, you can be married, you can have 10 kids, you can have no children. Once you love yourself, you accept whatever it is, the purpose that you're here. Everybody has a purpose. Everyone has a purpose.
Yeah, I agree. Everyone does have a purpose, and it's so beautiful to see people wake up to their purpose and like. And they usually wake up to their purpose when they fall in love with themselves. That's how it goes. Yeah,
I take myself out on dates. I take myself shopping. I splurge on myself.
I know that
is right.
You know, sometimes I'm jealous at myself because I treat myself so good. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, esta? Qué guilla,
Are you taking her out on a date again? Again, y'all going out again?
hey, Karina. Hey, Karina, something that me and Emma, you funny, that Emma and I have talked about is, you know, just being in your own lane. And that means that you're not in competition with anybody, which is so dope. You know, and that comes when you love yourself. It's like, okay, there's a million female MCs, but I'm not in competition with none of them because I'm different. I'm different. I do my own thing, and nobody has my experience. It's not the same. You're not gonna be able to tell my story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
the same thing I say for even for the radio, like us here on Lush Radio Online. I have a lot of other radio personality friends, and I shout them out, and I talk about their shows, and shout out to
TheBeat.com,
my girlfriend in Orlando, and people be like, well, why do you do that? I do it because I'm not in competition with them, and I'm not saying I'm higher or lower than them. I'm just saying I'm me. There's no way you're going to turn to no other show and hear me. You can only hear me here. So, you know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
And everybody has to make their choice. I want people that are listening and tuning in to the Queen's Lounge is because they know what they're going to expect. They're going to listen to the topic. I go in my topics. I go in, no holds barred. You know, you're not ready for it, don't listen, don't tune in. You're ready for it, then tune in and listen and be blessed by it, you know?
Yeah.
And shout out to all my radio friends, all my radio heads. They know they call in, they shout out your show, shout out your station. That does not bother me because it's not, you're never going to take away from me. You know
Preach
what I mean?
You're Preach
never
going
to take away from me. What's mine is mine. And that's the bottom line. Oh, I made a rhyme. Oh, I think I think it should be me and you in the studio, girl.
So I think that's real important. And yeah, like if that was the case, then I wouldn't be able to do Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, because that's what I do with Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, is give other people an opportunity to do what they do. You know, there's other people that don't do that. And that goes to show where my confidence lies. And I'm not better or none of that, but I'm just in a space where I'm comfortable enough to be able to share space.
Right.
And it not impact, like, my relationships. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it comes in different, like, I have friends that are rich, like I have friends that are poor. And it's not financial or it's not even educational-wise, because I know friends that have degrees that could cover, you know, an apartment, and I have friends that never even obtained their GED. But they have a self-awareness and just a comfortableness about them that money, no money, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've had rich friends where you don't even want to be around them because they're so ugly inside. You're like, oh, Lord, you know? You would think that they would have better manners or they will have better – no. Because they, you know, their journey was different. But then I have friends, you know, that have, you know, literally not a pot to piss in, and are the sweetest people in the world. I mean, you can lay your head, you can lay your head down on them and trust them that they will not harm you. And that's what I'm talking about. It's just, you know, everybody's different. everybody's different. You got to learn how to deal with people. You know, business, you got these business tycoons that, you know, that come, oh, yeah, sign this contract, you're going to make all this money. You sign on a dotted line, you just signed to the devil, and you're done. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? But then there's others that have that passion that don't need that. And through their passion and their energy, they just bring so much people that they're blessed just with that. I know friends that from the 80s been in this music industry, and still now they live off of, you know, of their skills. Not a lot of people can say that. Shout out to AGDICC, the God.
Hey.
You know, there's people that are still touring and still living off just on tours because, you know, they have not sold out. They stay true to who they are, and they don't need, you know, to be granted as a Jay-Z or, you know, shout out to Jay-Z. Or, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, some people are good and they get to a certain point because they're so sure of themselves. They love themselves. They know themselves. And that's all right. You know what I mean? That's okay. You don't need
money.
Nothing else than that.
That's real.
It's deep. Ooh, I'm getting deep. We're going to church here. Wait a minute. I got to play some music. We got to break this up a little bit so we could think and thought. Karina, you staying with us? I'm going to put you on hold. You don't need hang up, okay? All right. I'm putting you on hold. I said it. Your phone line will always remain open, so you can speak whenever. But I am going to go into music. I'm going to play some Alicia Keys, some Brand New Me.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Bad, my heart is open. I can finally breathe. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad. I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad. It's a brand new time for me.
Hey, y'all. Hey, oh, oh. Yo, what up? It's Mr. Do-It-All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Yeah. You already know, we at the Queen's Lounge, man.
I got my co-host
for tonight, La Tere, who's honoring us with her presence. Mm-hmm. And we into this deep, deep, deep topic, understanding that people are different, so how do you deal with them? I'm going to the phone lines. I believe I have my queen, sis, Lushy Lush. Lush, this you?
What's up? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? Love it.
What's up, sis?
Hey, Lushy Lush.
What's up, Latera, the sexiest Latin mommy in the building? What up, y'all? What up?
Oh,
what up? Dang. It's not my sister.
I'm feeling great. Thanks for having me on your show, yo.
Hey, you know, hip hop, Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen is coming up soon. You know, man, anticipation about that, you know. Big things
popping. It is so exciting. It is so, so exciting. I can't even. Like, it's
talk
just amazing.
It.
Well, this year we had about 250 applicants as artists to perform. Like over 100 vendors that wanted to, I mean, it's really limited. It's like only 14 acts and only like 25, table vendor spaces. And so it was like the hardest job to just break down, and having to get people to help us choose because, I mean, at this point, we hate that we even have to choose, but obviously, but we want to give everybody the opportunity. And so it's Saturday, March 2nd at Hostos Community College, which is 149th and Grand Concourse in the South Bronx, the home of hip-hop, the birthplace of hip-hop. And it's pretty much, all-women's hip-hop event. There's a lot of young women that are MCs, all the elements, B-girls, DJs, graffiti artists. So, but what we're talking about is really how to create a safe platform, a safe space for young women to do their hip-hop without being in these spaces where all these dudes are all over us or talking down to us or, it's not always the healthiest environment for women in hip-hop. And then also having a space to talk about menstruation, to talk about abortion, to talk about domestic violence, to talk about breast cancer, to talk about positive things that are happening to us, about being queens, also. And so, yeah, Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen from 2 to 5 p.m. on Saturday, March 2nd at Hostos, and it's free, and it's for all ages. So it's so exciting. It's always nice.
Yeah, Lush, remember when we went?
Yeah, that was dope, man. I was like, it was a strong, like movement with the females. It was hot. Nene Ali was out there doing her thing. It was dope. No, we still got the footage on YouTube, from the last time we was there. So definitely need all you guys' support. This is, people who's doing positive things for the community, women coming together. And even men can come out there. Come out and support them.
Yeah,
they're
the
doing
whole
it.
Family.
Exactly.
Remember?
Yeah,
remember
the whole family.
See, like, whole entire family out there, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see.
Yeah,
that's
definitely dope.
It's rewarding because we work on it for, 6 months, and then when you see those seats get filled, it's like, man, people were looking forward to this for a minute. They see us. They see how important these young women are. And the young women in the backstage they're like, oh my goodness. For some it's the first time that they perform. For some it's not. But for those newer women, the new women on the stage, they're like, it really helps them break through. And the support is amazing.
Who are some of the acts you got coming on this
year? Of course, we got Nene. We got Elsie the Poet. We got Pelham, Pelham Bay Academy. We got the young kids that do their dancing. We have, it's a whole bunch of new women, a whole bunch of new faces. Are you having
La Bruja this year?
No, La Bruja, no, she's definitely a busy bee. You know what I'm saying? She's a star. She's definitely a star. And she's doing her thing, hard body. She's always busy. So, but when we did have La Bruja, she brought her daughter. It was just so dope. You know, people that are connected like that. Absolutely.
She actually did a piece about, I think it was the Pearl, like speaking about the women's virginity, the girl's virginity, which I thought was very interesting because, like, these young girls was really listening. They were, like, really listening to her message, and I thought that was pretty dope. Of everything she could have done, she did that piece, and it was well-received, and, like, I thought it was dope.
Word. So, yeah, it's a lot of new sisters and just a lot of new energy, and we're excited about it because at least everybody gets a chance, you know? We can only do what we can do. But it's great to have sisters, and I always tell you ladies this, that are doing this work, which is this kind of media, you know, the video, the radio, because you're the one that, you know, Mama Said Pop Kitchen is one day, but y'all are every day. You're on all the time, and you're doing something all the time. So shout-outs to y'all for even giving us that platform so that people can always hear our music, you know, and people can always know about the events that are happening. So you're key to all of this.
We're the people's voice, baby.
Hey, pa, sí, mimito.
those that don't want to talk or not that daring. I'm a little daring. Yo soy media atrevida, so.
Chacha, tú y yo.
I just called to check in and say what's up and show y'all love, man. I love y'all sisters, man. I'm
love you too.
In, man.
Feel better.
Beautiful.
Right,
lots of health and abundance to you, sis. Health and abundance. Love you.
Thank you.
Before you go, real quick, before you go, the topic, hello, you know you can't even slip out of here without saying
something.
Oh,
my God.
Listen, understanding that people are different, so how do you deal with people that are different?
How do you deal with people that are different? What I found out as I got older is that you can't change people unless they want to be changed at the end of the day. And the thing about it, how to deal with people that's different, it's not about how they treat you. It's how you want to deal with them and how you want to handle the situation. Basically, the only person you can change is change how you deal with them. And that's all you can really do with people that are different is just change how you deal with them. You know what I'm saying? They're never going to change. They're going to be who they are. Unless they decide to change themselves. But other than that, you change how you deal with that individual that's different. And understand that people are not going to be like you. And that's the hardest thing to understand. Once you understand that people are different and they're not going to think or act like you, life will be a little bit easier for you. Change how you deal with the people that are different than you.
Right.
Period.
Especially on Facebook, all you have to do is just press the delete button. Damn, it's not that hard.
Word. You can press the delete button, or you can ignore them. But my motto this year, like I said, is no matter what situation, no matter what adversity, I'm still going to tell you the truth and keep a smile on my face at the same time.
I'm not going
to take my joy or let me put a whole entire energy. I have deadlines. I have things to do.
Thank you. Wasting my energy on you is
not serving me any purpose. So I'm going to change the way that I'm dealing with you now than how I used to deal with you in 2012. It's 2013. Ooh. Let's get real.
Oh, she's on fire. Oh, 2013. Hear the truth. Oh, no, I'm scared of you.
It is. I am with the situation, right? I am totally with what she's saying at this moment.
Yes, that's how it is.
Stop bullshitting. People need to stop lying. We can't. This lying business don't work, Joe.
No.
Yo.
Nah. Yo. Thank you, sis. I love you.
I'm out of here, man. I'm going to talk to you. Y'all going to give me a fire.
Close the door behind you. I love you. Close the door behind you.
It's closed.
Oh man, big shout out to my sis Lushy Lush, definitely CEO of Lush Radio Online. You know, she's been a blessing to me in my life as well, giving me this platform and this opportunity. She let me do what I want. I'm kind of spoiled here. I can kind of do what I want.
That's awesome.
She gives me free reign, but she knows, you know, I always have the best intentions. It's not like I go haywire and hey crazy. I always got a purpose to my madness. So definitely big shout out to her. You know, I love her, man. That's definitely one of my main queens that hold me down when I have a situation and vice versa. So, you know, in this sisterhood that we have in all between us, 2013 is the year just really lock it down and confirm with each other and make sure that, you know, just tap on each other's shoulder like, okay, you ready? You're doing what you're supposed to do because we got to get things done. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah.
We
got
to get things done. And there's just no ifs and buts about that. We got to get things done. We got to continue to keep living golden. And I have another one. I kind of pick songs, you know, knowing that, you know, knowing kind of that will match you somehow, Latere. So kind of all the songs I'm playing is really for you, and I know you're feeling them. So I'm going to play some Juska. I'm going to play some Juska. You already know. We'll be back, man. We're on LushRadioOnline.com. Sexy host Emma E2K, along with my co-host, Latere.
Yes.
In my car.
Yeah, man, that's how we live in our life. Like, it's golden, because it is golden, you know? The queen's life is living your life golden, man. That's how I definitely like to, you know, live my life golden, because I like to wear gold. Gold, golden, it matches. There's a connection there.
There's a connection there. Can I give a quick shout-out to my sister, Johnny Rose, that's listening? She's from the BX, and she's an awesome mother of four beautiful children. And she's in school, and she is doing her thing. She's a poet, and just mad love. She's a queen for sure, and she's tuned in. So mad
salute.
Love, Johnny Rose. Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Salute to her. Yes, definitely. I love to salute all my queens doing the work. I constantly on the show always, you know, shouting you out, not today, because I know you always, you know, actually out there doing the work on the field, you know. Not everybody can be that way. Not everybody can do that way, but you still can do the work in certain things, you know. Not everybody can kind of travel to other countries, but you can pick up the phone and, you know, and just be an ear to someone that needs to just air out. You can go and do a compra or shop, you know, go to the supermarket and buy an extra milk for someone that couldn't probably make it out to do that. So small or big, you can still, you know, make a change and do something. So I'm just saying, queens, you know, instead of buying that extra pair of shoes that you know you don't need because you have 1,000 in the closet, take a girlfriend out and buy her a pair of shoes that you know she only has 3 pairs. You're not going to die, you know what I mean? But you're going to make that other queen, you're going to elevate her, you're going to motivate her.
That's,
you know,
that's the key, is elevating each other, encouraging each other. It's about being, having reciprocation, like sharing, like, man, community.
Be of service. You can be of service, small or large. Just take somebody to their doctor's appointment. Drop somebody off. Give them the money so they can take the bus because they probably don't have it. It's as simple as that. It's whatever you're capable of doing. Nobody's telling you don't pay your rent this month because you got to help somebody else. No, of course. We will never say that because, you know, you and your children or you and your family will be in need. That's an oxymoron. What I'm saying is, if you have extra, when you have extra, if you have 3 cigarettes, give somebody one. It's as simple as that. I'm just saying. You know, and I'm not promoting that because let me take
we
that
don't
back.
Smoke.
That's promoting cancer, right? And I don't smoke. But I'm just saying it's as simple as that because whatever stage you're in life, you know.
Exactly. We got to keep it real.
You got to keep it real. Whatever, it's as simple as that. Buy a little kid that you see in the street a bag of chips. Hey, you know, a bag of chips. Or you're paying for something and someone doesn't have needs another quarter, 50 cents. I got that. Simple as that. Just simple gestures that you can do that that make you feel good at the end of the day. Because once you do it, trust me when I tell you, once you start doing that and then it becomes like you want to do it again and again, you want to feed on that because you're like, wow, all right. Wow, they said, you know, they thanked me. It reminds me of one time I was in Dunkin' Donuts and this gentleman, this older gentleman, was online and I ordered and I was waiting for my order and he orders and then he's like looking for his money, right? So she's telling him it's for something. She said it like 3 times and she seemed like she was a little annoyed. That kind of annoyed me that she's like rushing him and maybe I'm thinking in my head, maybe he doesn't have it. So I said, I got it. You can charge me. I got his stuff, you know? And he looked at me upset though. He was like, excuse me, I got money. I said, sir, I never asked if you have money or not. This, you know, why don't you take it for what it is? And I just looked at him dead in his eyes with love, of course. I said, why don't you take it for what it is? And he just looked at me. He was like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you. And I said, that's it. That's all it took and that's all it takes. You don't have to say nothing more to me. Enjoy your day. And I paid for his food. And I paid for his food, and I went on my way. I don't know what that man's going through. I don't know if he really had money or not. That was not my concern. My concern that at the moment I felt compelled to do that, and I did it.
Service.
That's it.
Being of service.
Yeah, that's it, you know. So, you know, just things like that is, you know, because people often ask me, Bama, you know, but what is it that I can do? I can't do nothing. What? Everybody is capable of doing something. Even in your own relationship, be that queen in your castle. Be that king in your castle. You know, treat your woman different. Even if you're baby moms, have a better relationship with her because you shared a child. You know, don't yell. Don't call her a bitch. Don't call out her name, you know. She, regardless of whatever, she is still, you know, your the mother, the person that's going to, you know, go into this child's mind and develop this mind. So how can you already, you know, name her a bitch? This woman is going to mold your child's mind, your seed. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you start looking more into that, that's a little more deep. You still owe that respect because she wasn't all that when you was laying up and making that child. So, you know, so check yourself. You know what I mean? Check yourself and
check,
give that respect. That's right. Check that attitude and check all that
and
out.
Remember,
the door.
And remember that when you're sitting here freaking calling her or whatever you want to call her and you have a daughter, you know, that's making it okay. Your daughter thinks that that's normal. And, you know, we have all these brothers talking about, oh, I'll kill a dude if he ever got, you know, did anything to my daughter. And it's kind of like, really? But you beat up her mom. Okay. All
right.
Right.
Right, but you slapped her mom, but you put naked pictures of her mom up on Facebook. So yeah, I can see where now at 13 she's not gonna stop posing it, you know, and sending naked pictures because she saw that was okay. I mean, it's learned behavior, people. It's learned behavior. If you teach them positive things from young, it's learned behavior. But if you teach them negative, again, it's learned behavior. So whatever behavior you want for your child, you know, in the near future, the time is now to teach them now. Don't wait till later on to try to tell them, oh, no, but this is not the way that I want you to do it because I did it this way. It doesn't work like that. It's you have to walk the walk. You know what I'm saying? But, teach by example.
You know, that's real interesting because I think when you were saying that, what comes up for me is, you know, all of these young, I'm from Humboldt Park in Chicago, and there's a lot of queer youth, right, like gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender youth in the Latino community. So they opened up this place called El Rescate, which is like a shelter for these youth. And on the
plot. That is the rescue, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like the rescue, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that's the deepest is, you know, we have our children that are different. Some of our children, are, you know, are gay. Our family members are gay and things like that, or queer, however they identify. And that's being different, and people treat them differently, you know. And so there's so many different levels of that, and to the point that there has to be a space for these young kids because their parents are treating them, you know, have kicked them out pretty much because of their sexuality or sexual orientation. And the way, and you're saying, you know, like how family, how you treat each other within your home impacts your children, but it's also like how you treat your children impacts your home. Like it's this full circle.
And that's what you're teaching them. So when they have their children, it's like if they do something different or not within the scope of how they want, then it's okay to get out because they threw me out. So
exactly,
you know, you're not doing what I want you to do. And I didn't do what my parents did, so my parents threw me out. They didn't care. So it's learned behavior. You know, that's what you teach your children, that it's okay or not okay or acceptable or wrong or right. That's, they're going to take that in their own lives, you know, and then bring it to their community. Bring it, you know, to other societies, to their children. I'm going to go into the phone line, Latere. We got 646-646. You're on with MAE2K and Latere on the Queen's Lounge. Peace.
Hey, peace. What's going on? This is your boy Swag Lad.
Peace,
what
peace.
Up, Swag-a-lag?
Peace, how y'all doing?
Oh, my God.
We're good.
Swag, I miss you, Swag. Okay, so real quickly, because we got last 5 minutes, and you got to have at least three of those. So the topic, understanding that people are different, so how do you deal with them?
I think the best way to deal with people being different is to be, you know, a diverse person. You know, keep an open mind. And just realize that, you know, your way is not the only way.
Mm.
You know, I think that's the best way to, you know, keep an open mindset and just realize that knowledge is infinite. So you can learn things from an old man, and you can learn things from a young child. You can learn things from a baby. Shit, you can learn things from a roach. They say you can learn a lot from a dummy. So just imagine a wise person. So, and there's all types of different types of wisdom and experiences in the world, you know, male, female, and others. So, you know, I think that it's just, you know, the key is to keep an open mind and never get caught up in your ego and say, well, this is my way and it's the right way. Even if your way is right, still keep an open mind that logically there could be another way that could be better than your way.
I concur with that sentiment, brother. Nice
Thank
to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Wow. I love it, Latera, because Swag right here is such a knowledgeable brother. Like, oh my God, you don't even know. I stem love for him beyond the show. And I love when he calls in because he's deep. He gets deep with his stuff. He's just throwing light stuff right now, but he gets deep in it.
Love it.
He's being light. I love when we build, man. I love for him to call in and build. I miss you, though.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm gonna be back. I'm just actually getting off work, so next week I will be calling earlier.
That's what's up. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, though. I appreciate you. Even your 2-3 minutes, I definitely appreciate you. I got 3 more minutes on ending the show, so I'm going to go in with Latere. She's co-hosting with me tonight. And then hang with me the last couple of minutes, okay?
Sounds good. I'll be here.
Okay, peace.
Nice.
So Latere, we spoke about Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen.
Yes.
What else can we expect from Latere? Is there new music coming up? What are you doing? Talk about your workshop.
Oh, word. So regarding music, I'm always working on music. I just did a really dope track with M1 from Dead Prez. I just threw on Facebook right now, like, who do y'all want me to collab with? Because, you know, after using the Bevel Diaz and now kind of doing my own thing, I'm open. Like, I just feel mad open, and I want to collab with different genres of music, not just hip-hop, right? I'm a salsera all day, and there's just so many other types of beautiful. So I'm that, and also...
We're losing you, sis. You're going lower. Okay.
How about now?
Now, great. Awesome.
Okay, my bad. I'm just doing a lot of traveling right now to different, like, kind of war-torn countries. Not kind of, but, like, war-torn countries and spaces where it's third world, and just doing a lot of workshops with the youth and the women around how to use hip-hop as an emotional release technique.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just going to different universities, speaking on emotional intelligence, like getting to know yourself, and about Latinas in hip-hop or Afro-Latinas in hip-hop. And so there's definitely a lot going on. But my major project right now is Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. That's my baby. And, you know, we're hoping to be able to do more with
Where
that.
Where can they go for information for that?
For Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, it's www.mhhk.org. And Google Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, and you'll find awesome videos on young women and women, period, that are just doing it and using the elements of hip hop as a way of resistance and as a way of upliftment at the same time. So it's dope as a tool. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'm going to have to ask you to come back. We're going to have a Latere part 2. Unfortunately, we have another minute left of the show, and we got to go. Thank you. Thank you, Latere,
you,
for
sis.
Coming in at short notice. I love hearing me. Peace and light to you. You already know I'm here to assist you in any way. You know,
thank you.
We're going to meet up soon, so that's another story. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. If you have anything to say on this topic, make sure that you inbox me. Hit me up. If we need to have another part 2 next week, we will have it. No problem. Stay blessed, and don't forget, man, don't forget that the blessing is always in the giving. The blessing is always in the giving. Repeat with me.
The blessing is always in the giving.
See,
One, back.